Our guest in the cafe this morning is the, I would say, still new editor of the Herald Banner, Crystal Kuykendall, correct?
It's pronounced Kuykendall.
Interesting that you say that. Has anybody in Greenville said to you that one of the great head football coaches in Greenville High School history was named Ken Kuykendall?
No, I did not know that. I do know there's a Kuykendall Cemetery over by the lake.
Some people say Kuykendall, but I've never heard anybody else say Kuykendall.
Oh, really?
Ken Kuykendall. Don't get me started on this. The head coach of the 1960 Greenville Lions.
Were they a good team?
Oh, very good team.
And
I was
great.
A little bitty guy at the time. But yeah, how about that? Well, I was going to ask you, Kuykendall.
Mm-hmm. It's a Dutch-German. It originally meant chicken farmer in a valley.
I'll be darned. Well, we'll get more into the history of Greenville High School football another time. But you come from Little Rock?
Yes, that's where I grew up.
And went to the University of Arkansas?
At Little Rock.
At Little Rock, okay. And then so you came to the Herald Banner in June, as I recall.
That's right, on June the 15th. And I guess my last newspaper position was, our news position was in Eureka Springs, Arkansas.
Oh, that's a nice place.
Yeah, and I was the editor of two weeklies and four monthly magazines there, covering a couple of counties, east of Bentonville and Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm. And you are also editor of other publications, including the Commerce Journal, then?
That's correct.
That are published through the Herald Banner?
That's correct.
A paper in Roy City and Rockwall. And
yes.
Then the magazine.
Uh-huh. We have a Greenville Life magazine, and it's quarterly right now. We have made some upgrades to it, and the new edition is starting to hit newsstands this evening, I believe. And you'll be able to find that all around town over the next few days as they get them all set out. And we've upgraded the content significantly and gave it a nice polished look. I'm pretty excited about it, and I think I'm hopeful that in the next couple months we can grow that and maybe publish a little bit more frequently. Of course, it'll depend on reception from the public.
Sure. It seems like you've jumped in with both feet, and I'm a Facebook friend of yours, and you go by Crystal Greenville.
Yes.
On your Facebook page.
Yes, you can find me if you go facebook.com/Crystal K. Greenville. You can find me. And that's because, there are several Crystal Kuykendalls, actually, believe it or not. And no one ever spells my name right anyway. It's hard enough to spell Crystal with a K and an I, but then ask him to spell Kuykendall with no R, and you can pretty much give up.
Right. K-U-Y.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we want to get into all that, but that makes sense. So you're very practical in how you do that. So Crystal Greenville on Facebook, and that's a nice touch. Your impressions of Greenville and Hunt County?
I could not be more pleased, actually. I am from Little Rock, big city. They filmed the HBO special about gang violence banging in Little Rock about three blocks from my university while I was at that university. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice to be in a town that seems a lot more safe, a lot more laid back. The traffic's not nearly as bad. I mean, I don't drive to Dallas every day. I can't imagine doing that. But I love it here. I love the people. Even people that I don't necessarily like their views on something, or they don't like mine, they're generally pretty friendly. Mm-hmm. I get probably a half dozen phone calls or emails a day from someone complaining about something in a paper or one of the papers. And we're solving some of those problems by reducing the amount of syndicated content in the paper. I think you'll notice in the Herald Banner especially, Ryan Scott does a great job of filling up the Commerce Journal with all local content. But in the Herald Banner, we have drastically reduced the amount of syndicated content. We're pretty much all local, except for the opinion page, and we're getting there on the opinion page.
We're talking with Crystal Kuykendall, who is the new editor of the Greenville Herald Banner. They don't call it the Greenville Herald Banner anymore, but the Herald Banner and the associated publications, including the Commerce Journal. We don't have a lot of time. I was interested in your Greenville ISD swap and drop story here recently. I'm not sure I understand it all, but I understand you're doing some research, and there's more to come on that.
Yes, Yes, sir. So the tax swap and drop is the thing that a lot of school districts, we found a dozen within an hour's drive that have already done it or they're about to vote on it. And the deal is because the school funding formula is so convoluted at the state level, some accountants have figured out that they can work through a loophole. And if they lower the short-term property tax rate for schools, which is considered the I and S rate, and that goes for capital improvements and like one-time purchases and construction projects, etc. If they lower that I and S rate and then raise the M&O rate, which pays for ongoing recurring expenses, then the end result will come out the same or maybe even a little better for taxpayers, but they can qualify for another million or two a year from the state because of the convoluted formula for school funding. We have learned some new things in this this issue, and we'll be reporting on those in the Sunday Herald banner.
Okay, so coming up very soon, more on that that topic.
Yes, a lot more.
We're pretty much out of time. We're going to have you back again soon, but I understand some lots going on with the digital side of things with the Herald banner.
Absolutely. We have been slowly transitioning to more modern methods of distribution, I guess you could say. And so, you know, we have a lot. All of our stories get posted on Facebook, and we're launching a new Twitter channel soon too, but meanwhile, all of our stories are going on digital first. But you know, we'll post things online even if they haven't been in the paper yet. So you definitely want to follow our Facebook page to keep up with the latest. Subscribe to the digital edition, even if you don't like reading a newspaper. And if you do like reading the newspaper, then you can get both.
Crystal, thanks for sitting down and having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you for having me.
Crystal Kirkendall, editor of the Herald Banner. She'll be back again before long. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.